Testing 1, 2, level check.
This is the Mayan Calendar Cast.
What if creation is still evolving?
What if we are still evolving?
What if there is a deadline?
What if that deadline is October 2011?
We can tune our consciousness.
We can choose the outcome.
We are on a schedule.
Yes, we most certainly are. Today is, in the Gregorian, it's 10/27/2005. But in the Mayan calendar, today is 5 star, or 5 Lamat. The galactic tone 5 stands for empowerment. At the center of the cube, we find 5. 5 is an intelligent organizing force which manages communications and materials, knowledge and application. Fives are natural networkers who gather what is needed. 5 persons can probe directly to the core of any situation, which makes them excellent investigators. Now the day sign for today is star, or Lamat. Star energy is multiplication of all things to abundance. Star has been associated with the fertility of rabbits for its ability to multiply. As each sun in the sky, star persons shine equally in all directions. This natural tendency to harmony and balance can become a compulsion, motivating a star to be too agreeable and too generous. Rejected gifts cause fear and resentment. When a star person, that means a person born under this day sign, believes that they have given too much, they are weakened and may even collapse. In this black hole state, star persons are prone to verbal jousting and arguing to force their point of view on others. So today is 5 star empowerment Lamat. It is a good day to ask for abundance in all things. Welcome to the Mayan Calendar Cast. I'm Andy Mack, and today is just going to be a little bit laid back, mostly because there's been a lot of effort this week put into getting the video podcast rolling, and it does, oh goodness, I just turned the wrong knob. It does appear that the video podcast is heading your way the 1st of November, and it's very exciting, really, to get that rolling. The thing is that there's only so much that you can get without being able to see how the calendar process works. Now, some of the things I can tell you is that, for a moment, think about the Gregorian calendar. And within this calendar, what we have are 12 months with 30 or 31 days with a leap year about every fourth year to account for that little bit of difference in the solar year. So the Gregorian calendar is moving in these repetitive cycles, and it has to be adjusted on a regular basis. Now, the difference between the Gregorian and the sacred Dzogchen and Tun, which are the two integrated calendars that we're going to be showing you in some detail in the video podcast, and trust me, that doesn't even come close to describing what you're going to see in the video podcast. It's like there's nothing that you can really compare this to. It's just not comparable to something that you're already aware of. So it's relatively unfamiliar, but as soon as you see it, you will also most likely hook right in and get it very quickly. The thing is, the sacred Dzogchen, which is a 260-day calendar, and the Tun, which is a 360-day calendar, they don't have to be adjusted. They roll from one to the next, not in continuously repeating cycles, but in a spiral that's constantly moving upward or forward, depending on how you're looking at it. So they don't have to be adjusted. Once that Tun and Dzogchen begin rolling, they continue rolling through the the gears, the links of the gears, in other words, each day to each day. And of course, when you see this, it'll make more sense. But as the calendars turn, it takes 52 years for them to come back to that beginning point of one, Aimish, one, the galactic tone, and Aimish, or crocodile, in English. When it reaches that point, it moves to its next movement, which is in the spiral, up slightly higher. It's like a step-up transformer. So there isn't an adjustment going on there. It is a forward progression, the evolution of consciousness. So what I thought I would do today, since I'm marking a little bit of time here, getting the podcast up and rolling, I thought I would bring to you my cooking up a pot of thoughts. And this is my own recipe. So I hope you enjoy it. And we're going to start that right now. Now, in case you haven't noticed, the two regularly updated shows at Airstream Indie Radio are now Mayan Calendar Cast and The Human Source Code. While these are definitely shows that stand on their own merit, each in their own space, they are, however, related in many ways. The reason they're related is because of the time we're all living in right now. You know, I don't think I've had a single conversation, whether it's on the phone or in person, with someone in the past 2 or 3 weeks who isn't feeling the effects of the evolution of consciousness. Now, I'm only pointing to the last 2 or 3 weeks because, of course, this is so recent and so present in my mind. But there isn't a single person. Now, this has been going on for a while, obviously, but just think back over the last 2 or 3 weeks or 4 weeks. What have your conversations been about? Now, for me, in reflecting on my conversations with various people, some that I know very well, some I recently met, and some I don't know at all, what I have noticed is not everyone knows why they're feeling what they're feeling, but they certainly know they're feeling something. Now, it manifests in different ways for different people, but in the end, the feeling is the same: overwhelm. It's a sense of too much to do with too little time to do it. And no matter what each person I've spoken to recently, no matter what they do, whether they work or they're stay-at-home moms or dads, the sense is there's just not enough time. Now, there's a stunningly powerful answer to the question of what's going on that makes the world seem like it's moving faster than ever before. Investigating a profound answer to that question is exactly what Mayan Calendar Cast is all about. Now, if you don't think this information affects you, I would say think again, but that's just me. I would also say, okay, fine. Come back, bookmark the site, and be back in about 6 or 8 months and tell me what you think then. If you don't have the time to listen to podcasts, take the time. Podcasting, in fact, has made listening on the run a whole lot easier. Thank goodness. Now, video casts are, they're a little more computer bound unless you have a way to view them away from your computer. But a lot of people do, these days anyway. The point is, educating ourselves is to our extreme advantage right now. I talk to people all the time who feel so overwhelmed, they're really just barely holding on. They're waiting for things to slow down a little, because they figure they will. But the news is, friends and partners on this planet, it isn't going to slow down. In fact, it's only going to get faster. So what is just ahead? As of this podcast right now, October 27th, 2005, we are basically smack dab in the middle of the 8th underworld of the Mayan calendar. The cycle shifts in this underworld are 360 days apart. This has been the case since January 1999, when the 8th underworld began. Now compare this with the cycle shifts in the seventh underworld, which was from 1755 to January 1999. That's right, I said 1755 to January 1999. Now each cycle shift during that seventh underworld was 19.7 years apart. And what took nearly 20 years to manifest and take shape from 1755 to 1999 now does that in 360 days, or the space of what is called one toon. Toon spelled T-U-N. November 29th, 2005, another cycle shift will happen. This is called the fourth night. We're at the very end of the fourth day, heading into the fourth night. November 29th will begin a new cycle of 360 days. Now I realize you're probably entirely unfamiliar with the terms I'm using here, like toon and underworld and fourth night. Well, don't worry over those things. I just want to begin to introduce you to these terms. Very shortly, you'll get the full meaning of what these terms are. The video episodes of Mayan Calendar Cast are going to do a lot of clearing up of what may seem right now to be confusing. So, what does it mean to go into the fourth night? In essence, the reason I'm giving you this heads up is because it's not just another 360-day cycle we're going into. Think of it as a step-up transformer. If things feel fast now, well, they're going up another notch, November 29th, 2005. And this brings me to the human source code and how it is related to Mayan Calendar Cast. In these cycles, as they continue to shift in the forward progress of creation, everyone's going to feel it. Everyone. People who are centered and balanced are going to feel it. People who are not centered and balanced are going to feel it. Now, those who are centered and balanced are going to have an easier time than those who aren't. And that is where the Human Source Code, an air radio podcast, comes in. And that is why these podcasts are related. So, you know, the point is, why tell you about what's going on without giving you some workable tools to use along the way? The Human Source Code is about getting in touch with your intuition, that part of you that has always been with you and in you, that part which is only waiting to be invited to take its rightful place in your life. If you find yourself in overwhelm, you need tools to get you over the hump. And the humps are going to get bigger, but that doesn't mean they're going to get bad. Let's make a clear distinction here. People often equate hard with bad, challenging with difficult. This is where I hope to encourage you and remind you that you and I are part of what's going on. You and I are here to make a difference in what happens. You and I have something to bring to this party. That's the beauty of it. It really is. Okay. So the message for today is we are on a fantastic journey. A 16.4 billion year journey that's reaching a rather significant summit, and it's doing so within our lifetimes. What a time to be alive. I wouldn't want to be anywhere else. So be encouraged today on 5 Lamat. Know there is someone in the world thinking about you. Because, hey, we're really on this ride together. And if you listen to Air Radio Podcasts and soon watch the video cast, then, hey, you and I are connected through a link in ways that may end up surprising you, at least at first. If your mind already feels stretched to consider the possibilities you may have thought were decades into the future, yet are really much closer than any of us may have imagined, you know what? Let it go. The next few weeks of podcasts in both the Mayan Calendar Cast and the human source code are going to be very interesting. So don't miss a single episode. That's it for Cooking Up a Pot of Thoughts from me, Andy Mack. I hope that you will continue to join in and be sure to vote at Podcast Alley. Last but not least, tell a friend about Mind Calendar Cast. We'll see you next time.